The government has declared a national climate emergency, acknowledging the urgency required to tackle the global crisis. Its critics call the motion a mere marketing stunt, but the Prime Minister says it will be accompanied by concrete action and the public sector will act first. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
She called it her generation's nuclear-free moment. Today, Jacinda Ardern went further, an official emergency, a climate crisis.
Vote in favour of this declaration today. Be on the right side of history. Be part of the solution we must collectively deliver for the next generation.
The motion makes New Zealand the 33rd nation to enact the symbolic gesture to formally recognise the dangers posed by global warming.
Threat to life, threat to property, civil defence emergencies. If we do not respond to climate change, we will continue to have those emergencies on our shore.
Declaring a climate emergency is nothing but virtue signalling.
Slogans over substance.
Actions speak louder than words.
That was the mantra from the opposition. The declaration declared a marketing stunt. National and ACT say it's devoid of meaning, much to the bafflement of Green co-leader and climate change minister James Shaw.
I want to say, if they think that this declaration is devoid of substance, then I look forward to their full-hearted support of every single policy that we introduce over the next 3 years to actually put some substance into this and to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. You want to put your money where your mouth is, folks.
And the motion does come with some concrete action, the criticism clearly anticipated by the government. It came with a commitment. The public sector will have to be carbon neutral by 2025. If they can't, they'll have to cough up from their budget to offset emissions. Most agencies and departments will have to exclusively buy electric vehicles. They'll have to phase out coal boilers and bring all buildings up to a green standard.
We must get our own house in order. How can we stand and take a leadership position amongst the private sector unless we take the same action that we expect of them?
But for climate change activists, it's not enough. Greenpeace has long called for a declaration and applauds it today. But it comes with a caveat, and one not too dissimilar from the lines delivered by opposition parties.
We've heard a lot of rhetoric from this government. New Zealand's talked a big game about tackling climate change, but we still have a long way to go in achieving results.
Campaigner Kate Simcock says the government needs to act as if there is an emergency and needs to crack down on agriculture, the source of nearly half New Zealand's emissions.
We really need to start addressing the whole picture, and that means looking at agriculture. This government is not serious about climate change until it starts doing that.
New Zealand contributes less than 0.2% to global emissions, but stacks up poorly against other countries. It's one of just 12 out of 43 industrialised nations which saw net emissions increase between 1990 and 2018. Today's declaration is unlikely to allay public pressure. Indeed, it may heighten it. Can the government live up to its rhetoric? Atu e te whare parimata mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Craig McCulloch ahu.